Coach, looking back at 2020, it was kind of a weird season for the Broncos. You had a loss to Sterling midway through, then a wild game with Ray, then you beat eventual state champion Eaton, and then taken out by Delta in the playoffs. It looks like your group, like a lot of other teams, couldn't find much rhythm last year.
It was hard to kind of get into that groove, so to speak, because, you know, whether you weren't sure if kids were out due to whatever protocol or if certain things were changing, plus, you know, our whole league kind of got changed, and we're getting, like you mentioned, the Ray game. We were getting ready for Brush, and then on Tuesday, yeah, I get told that, oh, Ray lost theirs, and now you have 2 days to prepare for an offense that you've never seen before. So it was really different. I will tell you, I was very proud of the young men on how we handled so many different things. I think the biggest disappointment was afterwards, after we beat Eaton and kind of riding that, getting a little bit of euphoria and a little excitement heading into the playoffs, and to have so many things change in just 3 days.
Yeah, and that was wild. And that was a tough part as a coach, because I know coaches like to plan. Here's what we're going to do practice-wise. Here's what we're going to do game strategy-wise. And then it could all change 5 minutes later and then change again 20 minutes later. So it was very difficult to even prep for anything last year, I would expect.
There was a lot of that during the week as far as personnel. You had to make sure you went a little bit deeper. But what you're describing exactly for Delta is, you know, as those 2 days, 3 days kind of transpired and happened, I backups to that normal defense to changing my defense and then trying to prepare for a but, you know, again, I sit here and think that there's processes, there's reasons for what we learn, and I really tried to convey that to the boys, although the disappointment I saw and felt with them was hard. But, you know, we're looking at this year, we're taking it on with a lot of energy and no regret kind of mentality, and we're really looking forward to something getting started here. We're heading out to Ray tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for a scrimmage.
All right. Roster-wise, you look at your team, you're kind of in the same boat you've been like before. You had a great quarterback and run and throw in Cade McDaniel. He graduated. Now you have to replace him. But, again, you've done that before with other kids and still kept that winning tradition.
Yes. You know, we've been very fortunate to have kids kind of reload. You know, and I do believe we're set there again this year. There's no hiding it. Devin Lauer is going to be my starting quarterback. And what he brings is probably a little bit more skill. Is one of the fastest young men I've ever coached.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have the experience maybe on the passing side? Not as much game experience, but he has a lot of practice reps. It's been on the coaches and myself really to plan and getting ready for things here as we've been prepping these first 2 weeks and then what we're going to do in the next 2 weeks. But there is no secret. He's going to be the one that's going to make our offense go this year.
Yeah, but he's got some other guys to rely on, and so do you. Logan Curtis, Weston Meyer, they contributed last year. They're back for another run. So you do have some other guys there you can lean on.
Oh, most definitely. You know, Weston was a part of a very, very high-quality track team. He actually burst out last year with several big games against Weld Central and was just a really consistent contributor for us. And then Logan Curtis just kind of kept getting better and better. And then, you know, all of a sudden against Eaton, he pops out and runs for 2.25. So he's going to be bigger. He's going to be stronger. He's going to have a little bit more better grasp of our offense and what we expect. And we're just going to make those other young kids that are stepping into these spots, make them better around us with those leaders.
Gotcha. What about blocking for that group up front? What are your return on the O-line?
The biggest one is Lane Weimer. He's 285 pounds, wrestler last year, made it to the state tournament, of course, and this will be a 3-year starter for us. He's 6'5", 285, like I said, and he's going to be the rock on that left side. We also have a couple of kids that played quite a bit just because due to injury and some of the COVID stuff and some sophomores and juniors. Logan Brittner is going to step in there and whatnot. But the big thing is that they all got bigger this summer. You know, that was the core group of the kids that continued to come to the weight room. So they've gotten bigger and stronger. Probably some sophomores are going to buy for some time there. Brody White, Brian Beeman are a couple of the names that have really been standing out in practice. And at center, we have Logan Cogburn, who will be a junior for us this year, and then Cody Helms, who's a sophomore. So, you know, I've got a rotation right now that I have to figure out what to do tomorrow and make sure they all get time so we see where they've grown to.
Yeah, defensively, I think you're comfortable with your group. You have 5 of your top 6 tacklers from last year were underclassmen, so you also have experience on that side coming back for you as well.
Yeah, you know, we have Logan Curtis again on there. We have Devin Weston. We have Aaron Rios is going to come back and step in for us on defensive line. We have Doug Nally. So, yeah, we do have a good core group. Some of them are going to be looking at different positions. you know, kind of staying with my base defense. I had to find some leaders inside. We've graduated some good linebackers the last 2 years, so I have to make some of those things work. Justin Fennebecker is a junior. He's going to be vying for some time at that one of those inside backers, and we just have to replace two defensive backs. Hunter Pagel's going to be a senior this year, and then I have some other younger kids, Jared Vieira and Ethan Johnson, are going to be out there looking for that other corner spot.
Gotcha. Your schedule, as always, very good in the non-league slate. You start out with Strasburg. Yeah, they're a 1A school, but they've played in five straight finals, a former league rival. Always got the battle with Eaton. Berthoud's better. I think Severn's better. So you've got a good lineup of games to get you ready for that Patriot East run.
You know, after I looked at this, as things all kind of settled down and we got a chance to see what our schedule was going to be, I thought, man, I didn't do myself any favors. We kind of did this to ourselves 2 years ago and had a very brutal start, but, you know, we gathered ourselves and did some things. So I think my group is prepared because they understand, but we're looking at playing that Patriot West and going to be beating them up. Now, if I were to go back and redo it, Kevin, I'll be honest with you, due to RPI and everything, I don't know if it's the smartest thing to play everybody from one conference, but, you know, we're going to go, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And if anybody thinks that Strasburg's a hand-me just because they're a 1A school, that is one of the best and most disciplined teams that I've watched on film in the past. So our first four games are really going to tell us a lot about where we're at.
League-wise, the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, it's kind of come down to that battle with you and Sterling to determine the top two spots in the league. You believe that's the case again this year, or there's some other teams to keep an eye on?
You know, I think everybody's growing and getting bigger. You know, you've added Harrison Chisholm out there to Weld Central now. So when you add somebody who can light a fire under kids, I've watched him coach in the past, and some of the success that he's had, he's going to pound the pavement. He's going to get kids out of that building and make his program better. You never know what you're going to get with Brush. You know, that's been a program that's been up and down, but I think they're going to be there at some point. Sterling and us, I would like to tell everybody that we're going to be the top of the heap again, but ultimately I think the Patriot League East is kind of catching up. Loeffler had a great year last year at Valley. He's got excitement, and then Joey O'Connor's now taking over at Fort Lupton. So you add names, you add certain things, you know, Kevin, as well as I do, you're going to get excitement. So that's an important thing for any program to grow.